these photographers? My name's Connie Kendall, and I need a photographer for my wedding. It's Saturday. This Saturday. Stop laughing. Okay, thanks anyway.
Oh, no.
You're telling me. Joanne, they're booked 6 months out. Everyone is. Next on the list is Mugshots by Molly.
Oh.
Unless you found someone online, you've been on that computer all morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I've been researching the compass.
The compass?
Mm-hmm.
But you sold it. What's to research?
Well, remember Mr. Gossamer mentioning Dominic Soliani?
Sure, that's when he said it wasn't real.
Well, read this.
The pieces by Soliani are collectible mostly because of their startling similarity to the originals. But the wise antiquer bids under $90.
Look at the picture. The S marking on the back is identical to mine.
Mr. Gossamer was right. It's a fake. But why would Philip Bernstein give you $12,000 for it?
I don't know. But I can't in good conscience keep the money.
You're going to give it back? What about the church in Sri Lanka?
Oh, I haven't thought that far ahead yet. Janelle?
Yes, Joanne?
Do you have Philip Bernstein's phone number? I need to talk to him.
Goodness, why? Another antique to sell?
The compass is a fraud. I have to return the money.
A fraud?
Right.
Oh, well, that's not possible. Philip's an expert.
Expert or not, I need to talk to him. Something's wrong here.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think he left for Europe this morning. Excuse me.
These antique dealers sure travel fast.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I have to get a hold of him.
You know, Joanne, maybe you shouldn't question it. Maybe this is how God is providing for...
No, Connie, it's dishonest. God doesn't provide that way.
I know, it was just a wild thought.
Connie, you have company.
Where's that bride-to-be?
Oh, wait, Mom! Oh,
congratulations, sweetheart.
Oh, Connie.
So excited.
Well, how are the plans coming, Connie?
Great, I got my dress today. It's perfect.
I can't wait to see it. Oh, my little girl.
Oh, Mommy.
Oh, where's Mitch?
He's in class. We're meeting him for dinner tonight.
Oh, it'll be good to see him again.
Well, so how are the rest of the preparations coming? Anything we can do?
Well, we need to find a photographer, a florist, a baker, and a pastor. But other than that, great.
You need a pastor?
Yeah, Mitch's pastor isn't available.
Oh, how interesting. Because I just happened to pick one up on the way over.
What?
Come on in, George.
George?
Hi, Connie.
Oh, Mr. Barkley!
George!
Oh,
it's so good to see you, Connie.
What are you doing here?
I'm in D.C. this week for a conference and to visit Jimmy. He lives here now.
Little Jimmy lives in D.C.?
Not so little Jimmy lives in D.C. So when Whit told me about the wedding, I just had to come see you.
Oh, does that mean you'll marry us?
I'd be honored.
Oh, that's
great. This is great.
We'll help you with your bag.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, come on, Mom. Come and see my dress.
All right, all right. Oh.
Ta-da.
Oh, it's lovely, Connie. When you were little, you'd dress up in your white pajamas and wear your dad's sock on your head as a veil to play bride. You'd carry a potted cactus as a bouquet. And now, oh, no sock.
Well, thankfully, I've developed a better fashion sense. Did you talk to Dad? Is he going to make it?
I'm sorry, honey. He and May...
May?
His latest girlfriend. They're leaving to visit her family, and he said he couldn't cancel. But he sends his love and best wishes, and a gift will come later. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It was so last minute, and I didn't really have my hopes up anyway. You know what? I was thinking lilies for my bouquet. There's a florist right around the corner. Maybe tomorrow we can go look.
Connie?
Yeah?
As your mother, I have to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure marrying Mitch is the right thing to do?
What do you mean? Of course it's right. Mitch is great.
I know he's great, but when you left a couple of weeks ago, you had a lot of questions about your relationship with Mitch. And when I spoke with you on the phone a few days ago, You were talking about how hard he works and how he doesn't have any time for you.
I know.
And then I get a call saying you're getting married. What changed?
I'm not sure. I mean, well, things changed. Maybe I changed.
Oh?
Look, I decided that I want to support Mitch in whatever he does. For the first time in a long time, I feel like I know my purpose. He knows where he's going in life, and I want to be a part of it.
Well, how will you be a part of it in Budapest? What will you do? Mitch will be in training all day. How will you spend your time?
By being his wife. I'll be making our home, cooking, decorating, doing laundry. It'll be fun.
Uh-huh. Maybe at first. But how long will that last?
Mom, are we talking about me and Mitch? Or how it was with you and Dad?
I want you to be sure, Connie. That's all I'm asking.
I know it won't be easy, Mom, but I'll manage. I want to go. I want to support Mitch. I want Mitch to see that I can be an FBI agent's wife. It'll be great.
Great choice in restaurant, Mitch.
Glad you enjoy it. It's one of my favorites.
I'm a big fan of sushi.
You know, Connie tried to make sushi once when she was a little girl. Oh, that poor goldfish.
Well, Mitch, when is your family coming in?
Saturday morning. They were disappointed they'd have to miss the rehearsal, but they'll be here for the wedding.
Oh.
I can't believe the rehearsal's tomorrow already. There's so much to do.
Yes, well, first things first. You need to open your gift from the kids at Wits End.
What? That's so sweet. They didn't have to do that. What is it?
Well, here you are. They've been working on it nonstop, so it'd be done in time for me to deliver it to you.
Oh, how nice. Oh,
what
wow.
is it? What's with that?
Oh, I see.
It's a collage of notes and photos.
Oh. Oh, nice.
Look at this picture of Jared when he was younger.
Yes. Yeah, when he made that suit out of sponges to protect himself against aliens.
That. Oh, and here's a picture of Liz and a note from Mandy. Oh, a poem from Marvin.
Oh, that's really cool.
Ah, well, Wits End won't be the same without you, Connie.
I guess there won't be a Wits End in Budapest, huh?
Probably not.
So, tell us about this international training school, Mitch.
Well, it was set up by various branches of the intelligence community.
If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna get a breath of fresh air.
Oh, well, do you want me to come with you?
No, tell George about the school. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, it's great. Top of the line instructors and technology. You wouldn't believe the facility.
Budapest. I don't even know where Budapest is. Sounds like an insect with a different religion.
Connie, are you okay?
Yeah, just taking a minute, thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna miss them. The people who know me best and love me most are right in that room. And I'm leaving them.
Well, all except for one of them, you
mean? Yeah, except for one. Mitch is great, isn't he?
Oh, he's a good man.
And he's so good at what he does. I love that he's doing what he's gifted at.
Well, what about you?
Me?
Well, you mentioned Mitch's gifts. What about yours?
What do you mean?
Well, this isn't just about Mitch's calling to the FBI. This needs to be your calling, too. Being the wife of an FBI agent, well, Janelle insists it's a job in itself.
Yeah, I know. Are you trying to talk me out of marrying Mitch?
Oh, no. But, well, when two people commit to each other's lives, I believe they should do it with their eyes wide open. You and Mitch agree that he's called to be with the FBI. My question is this. Are you called to that life as well? If you are, well, then thank God. If you aren't, then it would be dangerous to pretend that you are.
Oh, Whit, I love Mitch, and I want to do what's right for him.
Do you think marrying him is right for him?
Yes.
And it's right for you?
Yes.
Well, then there's nothing to worry about.
Right. But can I still be nervous?
Wedding jitters are allowed.
Wed?
Yeah.
You know, my dad won't be here for the wedding. And it means a lot to me that you are.
Well, it's not the same, but I want you to know I wouldn't miss this for anything.
Really?
Connie, I love you like a daughter. You're very precious to me.
Thanks, Whit. So, will you walk me down the aisle on Saturday?
I would be honored.
Yes, I understand your specialty is pet funerals, but I am in desperate need of flowers for my wedding tomorrow. Well, I like lilies, but can you do them so they're not in the shape of a dog bone? Great. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks. Flowers taken care of by Fido's Floral Facility.
Oh, are you ready to get to the rehearsal?
Yeah. Hey, are you okay, Joanne? You look flushed.
I just had a heated debate with Janelle about contacting Philip and returning the money.
She still won't tell you how to reach him?
No. I don't want to be ungrateful for what she did, but she doesn't understand why I can't take the money.
What are you going to do?
I'll find him without her. I have to.
Okay, Pastor Barkley, We need to rush through the rehearsal. The church needs the auditorium to practice their kazoo choir in 15 minutes.
Oh, getting ready for Easter already. Okay, let's all get started. First, the organist plays. And
no organist.
Okay, well, I'll hum. Then the ushers will seat the parents.
We don't have ushers.
I can be an usher, Connie.
Oh.
Thanks, Borland.
Now, Joanna's standing up as your matron of honor, Connie. Mitch, do you have a best man?
Borland.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can seat people then rush back.
Thanks.
Yeah, so when the music starts, the flower girl...
Hey, don't look at me.
Look, we'll be fine with that one. Mitch, you'll stand right here, and Connie and Whit, you'll be in the back.
All right. Ready, Connie?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
excuse me, Pastor Barkley.
Yeah.
Can you do something a little more classical?
More classical?
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's too heavy. Something lighter?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, perfect. That's great.
Okay, and here they come.
She'll be such a beautiful bride.
Have a tissue.
Sorry, I have to answer this. Hi, Frank.
Should I wait?
We don't have time to wait.
Okay. We are gathered here today on this joyous occasion.
You're kidding.
To celebrate the coming together of two lives into one.
Oh, no.
Connie and Mitch have chosen to vow their love and commit their lives to one another.
I can't believe it.
I think I'll wait.
Okay, bye.
What was that about?
They posted the results of some of our exams, and I got an 89 on my legal finals.
Oh, no.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Not when you're going to the International Academy.
What does that mean?
Well, Budapest may not happen.
Because of an 89?
Well, his acceptance was based on the assumption that he'd ace everything, like he's done so far.
I can't believe it. I've been so busy this week. I knew I should have studied more.
Oh, it'll be okay, Mitch.
No, it's not okay, Connie. You don't understand. This changes everything.
Everything? Why everything? You can still work as an agent here. We can live in Washington. It's a fun city. We may even have more time together.
It's a fun city? Connie, you don't get it. This isn't about living in a fun city. It's about my life and my career. Everything I've been dreaming about.
You mean our life. Our dreams, right?
Excuse me, folks. We're gonna need to kazoo in a couple minutes. Handel's Messiah takes some practice.
Okay, so, should I continue, or,
Yes!
All right. On this, the happiest day of your lives, gathered.
I'm sorry, Mitch.
No, I'm sorry, Connie. I'm just stressed.
There's no hope at all? I mean about Budapest?
I don't think so. Not a very good lead up to our big wedding day, huh?
Well, it's not ideal. But nothing has really been ideal about our relationship, has it?
No. We're not exactly role models for how these things should be done. Connie, are you sure about this? About getting married?
Are you sure about it?
Watch out, Connie!
What's going on?
So, FBI man, ready for some fun?
Get off of him!
Ow! Out of the way!
Oh!
Give me that, Connie!
Joanne, it's Connie. Where are you?
At the church. We were just heading out to dinner. Where are you?
Get Borland. Mitch has been kidnapped.
What?
Three masked guys put a bag over his head and shoved him in the car. I'm following them.
Where are you?
They pulled over at a pier about a mile north of the church.
Janelle, where's Peter? I can't find him. You should call 911.
No time. Does Jack keep a tire iron in the trunk?
Yes, but Connie, this is dangerous. Don't do anything.
They're near the water. I have to do something.
What are they doing?
It's dark. I can't really tell. They took off his mask. They're laughing at him. What if they... I have to help him.
Connie! Wait, here's Borland.
I gotta go now.
Connie, listen to me.
Okay. One, two...
Grab her!
Connie?
Let me go!
Ow! Cut it out!
Wait a minute! Bernstein? The antique guy? What is this?
You don't understand. Get that tire iron away from her.
She can kick like a horse.
Mitch, help us out.
Hey, give me the tire iron, Connie.
Mitch? What?
These are friends of mine from the academy. The kidnapping was a joke.
A joke? This is what you call a joke?
It's tradition. The night before an agent gets married, he gets kidnapped.
This was supposed to be funny.
Borland was in on it, but you weren't supposed to be there.
Or follow us. I'm gonna have these bruises for weeks.
You've got quite a left hook there. You're gonna have to watch her, Mitch. She's tough.
No kidding. Maybe we'll be a pretty good team after all.
You mean you weren't sure? Wait a minute. Philip Bernstein's supposed to be an antique dealer, not an FBI agent.
Oops. I think Borland better talk to you about that.
Okay. I can explain everything.
I sure hope so.
Go ahead, Janelle.
Well, you already know that Philip is an agent with the FBI, not an antique dealer.
Then why did he pay $12,000 for my compass?
He didn't exactly. You know, Joanne, when I heard you talking about this church in Sri Lanka and your love for those people, it sparked something in me. I haven't felt that passionate about something in, well, a long time.
And so when things didn't work out at the Smithsonian, Janelle, Michaela, and I sat down for a chat. What could we do to help?
And it was Michaela's idea. Go camping again this summer and use the money we'd save for the Hawaii trip to give to the church. A week on the beach didn't really compare to something as meaningful as this.
Oh, my. The money is from you?
I don't believe it.
Oh, half of it. When we told our friends whom we planned on going with...
The Pergastats.
Yeah, they wanted to jump on board. They even threw in some extra because he recently sold, get this, an antique collar to the Smithsonian.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Philip is great undercover, so I asked him to pose as a dealer.
That's quite an elaborate scheme.
I really don't know what to say. Thank you.
Now you understand why I wanted to keep it secret.
Yes, I understand now. I'm deeply touched by your generosity.
Well, now that that's cleared up, let's grab some dinner. I'm starved.
Me too.
I'm sure you are. Getting kidnapped must be terribly draining.
Easy for me. But you should have seen Connie taking on those three guys. She was incredible.
Sounds like you two are made for each other, then.
Yep.
Yeah.
June and Whit are still holding our table at the restaurant. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Sounds good.
Yes.
Connie, are you riding with me? Wasn't that awesome tonight? Now you can see why I want to be a field agent. I'm pumped just thinking about it.
Yeah, pumped.
Are you okay?
I'm just thinking.
About what?
How excited you are. You're the only person I know who gets a kick out of being kidnapped.
It's the risk, the danger. You know what I mean. You were there.
Yeah, but I don't feel the same way you do. I was scared.
Well, yeah, it might have been a little frightening, but think about it, Connie. Remember how you reacted tonight? It answered some questions I had about us. We'll make a great team.
Yeah, maybe. Mitch, could you pull over for a minute?
Sure.
Mitch? I hated what happened tonight.
What?
It was terrifying.
Terrifying? Come on, it was a little scary,
no,
but...
No, Mitch, listen to me. This isn't what I expected. So far, our relationship has been 90% action-adventure and only 10% romantic comedy.
Yeah, it's been great.
But I like romantic comedy. I like flowers and walks in the park and sitting around with friends over dinner and not worrying about if you're coming home at night.
You knew this was never going to be a normal life.
Yeah, but somehow I pictured it in my head as being abnormally normal. Like you'd go off and save the world during the day, and then you'd come home at 5 for dinner.
Well...
But it's not really gonna be like that. I mean, the reality of it all is that you're in a job where you'll travel and move around a lot, and people will want to put bags over your head and kidnap you for real. And more than that, you love it.
Yeah, you're right. And you're the one that pointed that out to me. You said I'm passionate about fighting for good and living an adventure.
And you need to be doing those things. I know that. But I don't want to be the afterthought. The one you come home to occasionally. And I know that even when you're with me, your heart will still be on the field.
Connie, you're not an afterthought.
Think about it. If you got the offer to go to Budapest after all, but I really hated the idea of going, what would you choose?
That's not a fair question.
Just answer me.
I don't know. I feel like that's where I'm supposed to be. If not now, then someday.
And to be honest, Mitch, I'm getting the feeling that's not where I'm supposed to be. And I don't mean just Budapest. I mean this life. I wanted so badly for it to work. It was easy in a way. You had vision and I didn't, but I could latch onto yours. I could try to fit the job.
And you hated it the whole time. I never knew. I'm sorry, Connie. I haven't even been thinking about you. I knew there was tension there between taking care of you and doing what I loved with the FBI, but I hoped it would work out somehow.
So, what are we saying?
It's Borland. Probably wondering where we are. Hello? Yeah, we're just... What? Slow down. You're kidding. That's awesome! Okay. Thanks. Bye.
You're going to Budapest.
How did you know?
Because I know you belong there.
I mean, you were just asking if I went to Budapest and...
That phone call answers our question. You need to be there.
And you need to be here.
I guess you better disengage us.
Well. Connie Kendall... Will you not marry me?
I won't.
We've got 50 people expecting a wedding tomorrow.
And a cake, and a photographer, and a florist.
Well, what do you say we have a party?
Oh, we're not getting married celebration.
Yeah.
You're on.
Seems like everyone is having a great time.
Yeah.
Well, not many people can say they have been to a non-wedding reception before.
No. Are you disappointed in me, Whit?
Oh, Connie, not in the least. I get my best employee back.
Whit?
I think you made a wise decision, and I'm very proud of you.
Here, Connie. They want you to throw the bouquet.
Oh, you betcha I will. Ready? One, two, three! Woo!
So, thanks for taking me to the airport.
Sure.
When is everyone else leaving?
Whit and my mom are flying out this afternoon, and Joanne's driving home tomorrow.
How long do you think you'll stay in D.C.?
I don't know. A week or so. I just need time to clear my head.
Connie, I'm sorry about this. After all we've been through, it doesn't seem, well, you know what I mean.
I'm sorry, too. But at the same time, I'm not. Boarding call for flight
4509 to Budapest. That's my flight. Boarding at gate
B-2. Mitch, listen to me. I believe God brought us into each other's lives, and none of this was wasted. We learned a lot about who we are and what we're supposed to do. You know that, right?
I do. Thanks.
Now go before I start crying.
Okay. Bye, Connie. Take care.
Goodbye, Mitch.
He's gone?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'll be fine.
Oh, Connie.
In Luke 14, Jesus says, "Suppose one of you want to build a tower. Won't you first figure out the cost to see if you have enough money to finish it? For if you lay the foundation and can't finish the building, everyone will ridicule you." Jesus wants us to think carefully before we make important decisions. It's called counting the cost. In today's episode, Connie was sure that marrying Mitch was the right thing to do. But I don't think she really thought about what that would mean. It was only after Connie completely thought through her choice and got wise counsel that she realized it was a bad decision. Whenever you have tough choices to make, take the time to consider your options. After asking God and listening to advice from people you trust, then make your decision. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Something Blue was written by Kathy Waringa and directed by Kathy Buchanan. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Steve Burns, Janet Waldo, Chuck Bolte, Corey Burton, Maggie Maluli, Keith Silverstein, and Mimi Monaco. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.